but this is still a topic on our mind. We're not going to blow out the sanctuary and make a million-dollar building project. We're not going to go to two services. So what are we going to do as the Lord brings growth? That's something that's big on our minds. Okay, new initiatives and movements this year. Songs arising from the church. We're all excited about what's happening there and seeing the gifts and the writing and the creativity come out of our church. There are new Riverside initiatives and relationships going on. Talk to Tom about those. Not just what we've done, which the Clarks and the Martins are doing and continuing to do well, the tutoring committee, but also new connections with our immediate community has happened this year. We hosted lunches over spring break. We gave them something over the Advent, but there's new things as well, just new relationships with the city itself in terms of what our relationship with Riverside. Thank you, Tom. Tom is like the chaplain of Riverside Avenue. I don't know if you know that. He really is, and it's a gift to our church. It's a gift to this community, and they would miss Tom dearly if he wasn't here. So the bridge has returned. That's a big thing for our church. It's not only a blessing on Sunday, but just as we pray, okay, Lord, what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do through our relationship with this, with the bridge ministry? Rich Gordon ordained as an elder this fall. We're excited about you, Rich, and your voice. And then some other, you know, there a lot of the children's classes were revamped this year. Revamp GoPro, new folks serving with middle school, including some of the new members, Van Leers, I think, and Emily, and some others, Buck Clintworth and Rydell Payne, serving with middle school students. That's a good thing. And so those are just some of the new initiatives and movements. I'm sorry if I forgot your thing. All right, to remember. Every year you want to remember. We don't want to forget. We want to forgive where we need to forgive and process, but we also want to remember we said goodbye to Dawn, and we said goodbye to Bill Herring this year. We don't want to forget that. We've said hello to Abraham Brubaker, Marcy and Brian's little boy. We said hello to Atticus Moore, Hannah and Mike's son, and Jet Crop. We said hello, and here on cue comes the Crops. We celebrated 30 years in May. Do you remember being there for that? The actual day is August 26th, but that was a celebration. That's a milestone in this community and for us. That was an exciting time. Let's remember August 11th and 12th and the response, the ongoing response. Our heart to be an emblem of love to this city. And so I already mentioned some of the things that are happening as a result of August 11th and 12th, but that's not over. As the warm months approach, there's going to be more just racist muck and yuck happening in our town, and how will we respond? Who will we be? We had men's and women's retreats, Honduras and Haiti short-term mission trips, and then how can you capture the relationships built, the sacrifices made, the lives changed, the lives being transformed? We saw several folks come to the Lord this year. It's wonderful things happening in our midst, behind the scenes, in small groups, in relationships, countless hours served in caring for folks that are never seen on a public in the public forum. So let's remember that. Demographics, Sunday morning attendance is growing, but it's still outpacing small groups and D groups, which is, I think, a warning sign. It's like, that's a yellow flag. We do not want to be broad and shallow. And so how do we step up our relationships and step up our actually maturity in Christ, even as people are drawn towards something on Sunday morning? Even as I say that, so Sunday morning attendance is growing, but after 4 years of numerical growth, 2017 leveled off. I think in terms of membership and folks who say, this is our home, 2017 was relatively stable, same numbers as 2016. About 350 folks call this church home, and including in that is about 100 kids. And so the demographics are very diverse in terms of ages. I don't know if you've noticed, but spread throughout all seasons of life. That's a real, I'm so grateful for that. And we are slowly growing more socioeconomically and ethnically diverse. And that represents the heart of God and the heart of his kingdom. It's where we'd like to be. So we want to continue to grow in those ways. It's worth noting that part of potentially why we leveled off, who knows, but we had many more families move out of the area than usual this past summer, 2017. So just note that. Okay, so financially, where do we stand financially? First of all, our guiding philosophy, I put this slide up every year, so you probably don't remember it, but this same slide. So we want to state and affirm the Lord is owner and provider of all things, of all of our resources, of all that the church has and all that we have as a body. And so we commit with any monies that we receive to financial integrity, to wise stewardship, to generosity. You can ask any questions of what's going on behind the scenes financially. There are no secrets. We'd like to be transparent. And we desire to seek first with all the monies that come in the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so we believe also, the fourth point here, that the Bible calls all disciples to generosity and kingdom giving. He calls all of us to give. And so we have a pamphlet written on that. The Old Testament tithe is our precedent. It's the starting point for giving. But it's not law. We fulfill the tithe by faith. And so we wrestle with the Lord one-on-one what that looks like. And that's all I can say about that right now. But we do believe that as a church. Our trends financially, the fiscal year that ended 6 months ago was strong. We took in actually $30,000 over our budget for that fiscal year, and that we felt very blessed and encouraged by that number. And the approved budget from the finance committee, the approved budget from the elders, going from July 1, 2017 through into 2018, was $585. So that's a relatively conservative budget based on the fact that we brought in $590. But it's also reaching. It's larger than the previous year, and we're trying to grow and push forward in new directions. So $585 was the budget that was approved. Included in that is active savings towards church multiplication. Every month we're saving toward that, as well as things like capital improvements. It's not fun, but the parking lot costs like $50,000. And they've told us, you've got 3 or 4 years on that parking lot. So we said, well, let's start saving now. That was about a year ago. Let's start saving every month. So we're saving for the parking lot. Because if we don't pave it when it needs to be paved, it'll cost probably twice that amount. So that's an example of the type of thing we're saving towards. So far in this fiscal year, actually August through November, even though it wasn't reflected in attendance, for whatever reason, giving was trending lower, but not that far off. We received $283. Spent $289, but the budget was a little higher, $292. So we're about $10,000 behind through the first 6 months of the fiscal year. 17% of what we receive is given online. So if you're like, gosh, no one's putting anything in the baskets, part of, you know, people are giving online also, and that doesn't even count. I'm not sure the percentage of folks who have their banks send a check directly to the church. That's not even represented in that number. So the number is probably higher. This is the trend. I won't put this up for too much longer, but every line that's above the budgeted line, those are typically 5 week months. But if you notice, last September and November this past fall were the two lowest months out of the last 18. We're not making too much of that right now, but if we had 9 months of that, that would probably be a problem. All right, so where does that money go? If you look at our budget pie, 52% of the income is for staff salaries. There are six of us on staff, ranging from Dabney's 24 hours a week to four full-time staff, and Julie's at 30 hours a week right now. Out of that 100%, out of all monies received, we give 16.5% away. So that's our tithe. That's our offering, 16.5%. That goes directly to local and international mission church planning. That's places like Josh and Abby in South Africa. That's Kenya. That's Haiti. That's the Charlottesville Pregnancy Centers. That's international students. That's Young Life. There's a lot of different places. They're all online. You can see that. 15% goes to development, personnel, and benefits. Stuff that has to do with people, not stuff. 8.5% are facilities, grounds, and building. So everything you see that we've done to the building, all the work that's being done outside, all the utilities, all that is 8.5%. 3% is ministry needs, actual stuff for ministry, not people. And then 5% of our budget is intentional near and long-term savings. So if you have any questions about this budget pie, if you want to see the numbers specifically, I can put you in touch with someone who can help you. All right, so looking ahead, I thought about listing all sorts of things, our 2018 goals and all that. You know, we want to grow in terms of our being a witness of reconciliation to the city. What does that look like for us to take the lead in Charlottesville as an emblem of love, as a witness of reconciliation? That's where we want to be. We have one of our weak areas is in leadership development. We'd like to push that. We'd like to grow in leadership development in 2018. There's a lot of different ways we're looking to grow. But beyond it all, we want to be found faithful in love and in obedience and living the gospel of Jesus to the edges of our neighborhoods and to the ends of the earth. So that's our annual meeting, our annual report. Not going to take questions because Bill, Tom, and I, we're going to linger as long as you want to ask questions. If any other questions come up, if you're listening to this on a recording and you have questions, just email, talk to us. It doesn't have to be today. We want to be an open book to you all. So, Justin, we pray for the church and dismiss us. Thank you.